Relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two here on this magnificent Monday, June 8th, 2026 edition. Getting all kinds of response about this UAW endorsement of Abdul El-Sayed for the Democrats. Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstead said that this is a almost guarantee that Mike Rogers will be the U.S. Senator elected in November. Let's see. One of the things you have to understand, the process between the primary election and then November. Primary is where the parties can elect, nominate the person they feel is the best candidate to win in November against the probable opponent. Republicans will be looking at this endorsement and saying Mike Rogers probably going to beat El-Sayed in November. President Trump's endorsed candidate. The economy moving again. Iran, war over. Gas prices coming back down. We've already noticed a price drop in Traverse City over the weekend. Costco's pump price $4.09, 20 cents off using their credit card for Costco. $3.80 a gallon. $3.89. So the trend is going this way, number one. Number two, the overall economy. More jobs coming into the marketplace for the summer months will create more spending at the local level. In doing that, that's going to move local economies. In politics, everything is local. So, August 4th primary, really the only thing left now is for the Republicans to pick their governor candidate. Benson is already a foregone conclusion. She is going to win on August 4th over Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff. Benson and her agenda is already on the ballot for November. Now, which Republican candidate is the best candidate to beat her in November? Well, I don't believe it's John James, that's for sure. It may be the only other candidate even coming close to being able to get the message out there is former Attorney General Mike Cox. He comes in second place to Perry Johnson's money and the ability to beat Benson in November. Going to be a very interesting development. Next, finally, and this is going to be very interesting, the process. The process moving forward. Once the August 4th primary is over, then we go right into November election mode. Why is that? Well, the absentee ballots, 45 days, they start going out in late September. So basically, campaigning, running ads on TV August 5th until the end of September is going to be critical. This is going to change the entire dynamics of the Republican candidates versus the Democrat candidates. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it. But this was a huge, huge announcement this morning for El Sayed's campaign on the Democrat side. Very interesting grassroots billboard campaign. He talked about the new wholesale tax put in place for marijuana. Well, a mobile billboard parked outside the Capitol on Thursday afternoon, depicting the House Regulatory Committee Chairman, Republican Joseph Aragona, Clinton Township, in an overstuffed pink bikini. This isn't the first or the last of these billboards, according to the organization's leader. Michigan Grassroots Rising President George Burko took ownership of the ad in response to a bill Aragona is pursuing that requires cannabis licensees to pay cash on every delivery for any goods or services. Cash. A report providing certain financial information would also need to be provided. If not paid within 10 days, the Cannabis Regulatory Agency would be able to fine the business not less than a 10% penalty of the amount of the bill owed. Nofal Akash, the chief information officer for Trucenta, said Aragona's House Bill 5756 would crush whatever ma-and-pa dispensaries still exist in the state of Michigan. He said that because the cannabis industry is still federally illegal, companies could not get inventory loans from banks like ordinary businesses. He said there were no state-backed banks that offered services to these companies either. Cash said the system is broken. If we had started this industry with a cash on delivery similar to alcohol, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. I think we'd be in a different position. But he said that it wasn't fair to rip off the Band-Aid now because the companies that were floating their inventories would no longer be in a position to pay the back owed money, and that would immediately turn into true debt, forcing many of the cannabis companies completely out of business if they have to pay with cash on delivery or COD. He went on to say there should be time for these companies to recover or at least deal with this new 24% wholesale tax. You have to ask yourself a very simple question. How do we even make money in this industry? Or on scale, even stay status quo at this point? Well, Burko told MERS he's trying to hold accountable the legislators who are harming the average citizen with the policies that they're putting forward. Aragona was the latest politician to draw their ire from House Bill 5756 and House Bill 4963. Their ire, excuse me. The problem, Burko said, we are here to expose these legislators. The only way you get their attention is through pressure. And we're not going away. This association is not going away. Burko said, MI Grassroots Rising has taken up the cause of small businesses that would be crushed by these bills, and wrote a letter to the committee that he had posted on social media explaining the problem the group has with politicians like Aragona, State Representative Matt Maddock, and even the House Speaker Matt Hall. On his social media post, a very large, fat picture with Aragona's head on it. I don't even know if this is what he looks like physically, but fat with a pink bikini, holding his breasts and private parts fluorescent pink. George Burko on Wednesday posted it saying, "Hey, Estrogen Aragona, all of those steak dinners you get from lobbyists, were they paid COD? Paid for by Michigan taxpayers." Letter to the committee members. "I am George Burko, president of MI Grassroots Rising. We are an organization that exists to expose the corruption in Lansing. We believe that both parties are beholden to special interest groups, and there's very little difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. We believe that politicians only respond to one thing other than money. That is pressure. And we are the experts at literally going the extra mile to provide the pressure on politicians who betray the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. We are going to continue the pressure, and we are not going away. In dealing my time, excuse me, in dealing with Lansing, I am not sure if I've ever encountered a lawmaker with the taste for greed quite like the committee chairman, Joseph Aragona. Aragona's appetite for corruption is truly insatiable. As Mr. Aragona has climbed up the steel-reinforced ladder, reinforced to handle his girth, his hunger has become the stuff legends are made. Literally, no man has ever grown fatter off of the taxpayers than Mr. Aragona." We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. George Burko, president of Michigan Grassroots Rising, put this post out on social media about State Representative Joseph Aragona. Last year, 2025, over $180,000 was spent by lobbyists whining and dining lawmakers to grease the skids for their various power-grabbing legislation. Mr. Aragona was the undisputed heavyweight champion, lining up at the trough again and again. A stunning total of $12,508 was spent on Mr. Aragona for food and beverages throughout 2025 by the lobbyists. Mr. Aragona was also gifted a $4,500 trip to the Caribbean by his lobbyist pals, where reports have alleged that animal control was called after concerned onlookers confused the rotund legislator for being a large beached whale. Whoa. Woo. Critical, eh? Mr. Aragona has become the white face of a cannabis industry takeover that is underway in the state of Michigan. What is happening to the cannabis industry is a death by a thousand cuts. With every new tax and regulation that is passed, business owners are getting squeezed. The smaller operators cannot absorb the cost, and they're shutting their doors. Whatever additional costs up front the larger operators have to pay is peanuts compared to what they will make after they capture the industry and wipe out the little guys. Therefore, establishing a de facto monopoly. Aragona's House Bill 5756 would compel dispensary owners to pay cash up front for any cannabis products they purchase from a vendor. This is inherently the anti-free market, as it bans two parties from entering into an agreement mutually beneficial to both parties, and in the process, fundamentally betraying Republican principles. Furthermore, it will ban agreements that are the lifeline to small businesses that are struggling with the crippling 24% across the board industry wholesale tax hike that Lansing has burdened upon us rather than curb their out of control spending. These are legitimate problems with vendors getting paid, and these instances of fraud can be adjudicated in the courts, being the fraud that it would be considered in any other industry. House Bill 4963 is passed. It will ultimately hurt vendors by restricting their clientele, as smaller dispensaries are taken down. Vendors will have fewer entities buying their wholesale cannabis products. They will be at the mercy of the corporate giants. The vendors will be squeezed next, as the corporate giants will not stop until they control everything. This is the hallmark beginnings of monopolies being formed in this industry. Corporate lawmakers, with Mr. Aragona in Lansing being the largest example, understand this completely. They want to model the cannabis regulatory system based on the beer and wine three-tiered system. This would engineer a monopoly in the industry, which could be tapped to cut the fat checks to even fatter lawmakers. This would create more lobbyists to buy Mr. Aragona steak and lobster dinners with extra butter alongside his mac and cheese loaded baked potatoes. Cannabis, developed in a powerhouse as it was made illegal by government officials. It's the power of the free market that drove innovation in this industry, starting off first as medicine and then eventually recreation. The public has accepted cannabis and voted to end prohibition because it turned people who grew and sold largely benign plants into criminals, wasting law enforcement resources that otherwise could be used to fight violent crime. Now the legislature is restoring prohibition little by little, strangling out the cannabis industry with undue taxes and regulations. Do not kill the golden goose that the cannabis industry has become. There will be grave consequences. Signed, George Burko, president of MI Grassroots Rising. Very, very interesting social media post. The mobile billboard is back in Lansing this week. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue.